Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Governor Evers and his wife Kathy offer a holiday message. Also, a child care worker is now running for state senate in Wisconsin. And we hear from Danny Graham, the director of the homeless program in the Eau Claire Area Children's District, about our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and his wife Kathy shared a video message this week celebrating Thanksgiving and encouraging Wisconsinites to take care of each other this holiday season.
We wanted to take a moment to wish every Wisconsinite a happy Thanksgiving.
With so much going on across our country, it's a good time to take stock of what we're grateful for this holiday season.
Tony and I have so much to be thankful for.
We're thankful for our kids, grandkids, siblings, and good health.
We're grateful for each other and for 53 incredible years of marriage together, along with our 3 kids and 9 grandkids.
And we're grateful for our friends, our staff, and of course, for you.
It's the people who make Wisconsin the special place it is.
Governor Evers says, as we wrap up the year that he declared the year of the kid,
we're also so grateful for all the heroes who are on the front lines doing what's best for our kids across our state every day.
The teachers, librarians, administrators, child care providers, school bus drivers, food service staff, custodians, and so many other heroes who help make sure our kids can be their best and full selves, both within our classrooms and beyond them.
And Governor Evers says,
we're incredibly thankful for our service members and the Wisconsin National Guard members and state employees who work hard each and every day to serve the people of Wisconsin and our state.
All of these folks represent our Wisconsin value of kindness, compassion, empathy, and respect. And during the holidays, it's a great time to remember how important it is to check in and take care of each other.
Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are helpers by nature.
Whether that's volunteering at a food pantry or dropping off a meal for a neighbor, shoveling their driveway or donating items for those in need, and supporting a nonprofit organization in your community.
This holiday season, let's be sure to reach out to one another, check in with your neighbors, and take good care.
Any Wisconsinite who needs additional food or baby formula, help with utility bills, or access to any number of resources to be safe and well can reach out to 211 Wisconsin either by dialing 211 or by going online to 211wisconsin.org.
Anyone can use 211 to get help by dialing 211 or 877-947-2211. You can visit the website at 211wisconsin.org. Through the website, people can search for services or chat with someone online who can help. You can text your zip code to 898211. That's 898211. Or you can download the 211 Wisconsin app.
And if the holidays are a tough time for you, or you or your loved one is struggling, know that help and hope are always available.
The 988 Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is free, confidential, and available 24/7 to anyone who needs it by calling or texting 988 or by visiting 988lifeline.org.
Again, anyone in need of support can call, text, or chat the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at all hours of the day or night to talk with a trained counselor about any challenge or concern. This service is free and confidential. Additional mental health resources are available on the Department of Health Services website at Mental Health, Healthy Living, and Resilient Wisconsin. Also, experts say a growing number of child care providers are stepping into political advocacy and even running for public office to address what they call a broken U.S. child care system. One in Wisconsin running for the state Senate is doing so in District 17, a longtime child care provider in a rural area. Corinne Hendrickson says she's been advocating for increased funding in the state budget for more than a decade. Hendrickson had to close her own child care business this year because she could no longer afford to keep it running. That's when she decided to run for public office. Hendrickson says in the time she's been campaigning, she's talked to numerous families who are struggling with child care costs, including those who accumulated debt from their children's early years or decided against having more children due to how expensive child care was.
To me, it's heartbreaking, and it's against everything that America is supposed to stand for, that we're supposed to be able to live the life that we choose, and the government should stay out of our way. But because our government is not investing, it's actually getting in our way.
Hendrickson says she left a lucrative job 18 years ago to start her child care business because she and some of her friends couldn't find care. She says her goal is to work toward universal child care in Wisconsin and eventually gain enough momentum across the country to impact federal legislation. Hendrickson says when many parents can't afford to pay the true cost of care, that creates child care deserts and makes it difficult for providers to sustain their businesses. She says some elected officials keep proposing the solution for providers is to take on even more kids, but she explains what they don't understand is how crucial quality care is to young children.
This is the foundational years of a child's education, and everything that we know about brain development is that, you know, it's based on relationships with a caring, attentive provider. So it's so disgusting to me that the assumption is we're just placeholders for these children.
Hendrickson says she wants parents to know that child care affordability is a systemic problem, not a personal failure, and for providers to recognize their worth despite low wages. She stresses that child care should be viewed as a societal responsibility rather than solely a parental burden, as parents' ability to work benefits the broader economy and society. Finally, between now and December 14th, we're in the midst of our annual 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign to try to match or exceed the $6,000 given by many generous area businesses to Feed My People Food Bank, where, in fact, $1 provides two meals, so $10 provides 20 meals, $50, 100 meals, so on and so forth. Earlier this week on Tuesday, Danny Graham of the Eau Claire Area School District joined us. She's coordinator of the homeless program for ECASD, as well as their school district closet, the weekend kids meals, and their foster care services. I joined our Caleb Swenson in conducting the interview.
Our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign ends December 14th, so coming to a close sooner than you know. And so we brought in, as we usually do, Danny Graham from the Eau Claire Area School District. Again, this campaign goes all throughout western and central Wisconsin. It's not just an Eau Claire thing, not just a Chippewa Falls thing, but again, as the largest population center in our WIB listening area, Danny, you represent a school district that sees a lot of need, and we appreciate your perspective always. So maybe just to start, what have you seen kind of in the past year in terms of the students that you work with and the need of students and families?
Good morning. Absolutely. So we, in the school district and in our area in the Chippewa Valley, we see a lot of students who qualify for free and reduced lunch. A lot of the incomes for those families are free, incomes that qualify as free meals for our schools. So we know that a lot of families in our area really are at that line that they're just struggling to pay bills and those basic needs. And sometimes food is that last thing that they have to dole out money for, because they need to make sure that they're paying the rent and the bills and for insurance and all the other things that you really have to make sure you have, and food is sparse in those homes. And so we see a lot of need, especially in the position I'm in, for those families. And that's why we know that the food pantries and the food bank in our area, Feed My People, is so important, because families just rely on that when the money just can't stretch that far.
Huh. We know, Danny, that Feed My People is awesome what they do. We're so grateful to the many generous businesses who collectively have given the $6,000. But that last piece, our ongoing dialogue for 2 months, is with our listeners. And so you have a very informed perspective. So we do our best trying to talk to them, encourage them to go to WIB.com, click on that banner and give. But go ahead. You're having a one-on-one with them. What would you say to them?
I like to share my own personal experience growing up, and that was that, my family was in poverty, and going to a church to get food from a food pantry was really important. Getting a box of food meant myself as a child being able to eat and not eat. And so it was because of the generosity of each individual providing to that pantry and providing the money to make sure that pantry was stocked that really made it possible. And that is the same thing for every child, every student that walks through our doors that needs that resource, is the people that come together and just donate 10, 20, whatever you can, especially around this time of year, to make sure that those pantries are stocked, so that those families, when they come and need those things, that they are available so those kids can eat.
Danny Graham from the Eau Claire Area School District here on the WIB Wake Up Show, giving us her perspective on the need in our area as we encourage you to support Feed My People Food Bank. Danny, could you compare and contrast a little bit working with students, what it's like for a student, again, in these formative years, how important your education is, but just for a student when they don't have food versus when they do, when that basic need isn't met versus when it is, because again, because it is a basic need, when you don't have that met, that that affects everything else in your life, particularly your education.
It does. And so our educators in our schools especially see, you know, when kids walk through, there's a whole bunch of different behaviors they might display, but typically there are out of the norm behaviors. You know, they're not going to come in and sit and be ready to learn. You know, you might see outward behaviors that are distracting, or you might see heartbreaking behaviors where that kid feels sad, or just you can tell something's not right. And a lot of times these kids are also internalizing that they're not getting that resource, and that is part of their self-worth. You know, when they don't have those items, that means they don't deserve that food. And that is so wrong. We all know that that's not correct. But when kids don't have that, they somehow think that they don't deserve it either. And so it is very heartbreaking for our educators and people who spend time with our kids to see them go without. And we try our best, but we know that those resources need to be in the community and available to those families so that they come to school and they're ready to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danny, we've long said that, you know, I remember Warren Stewart back in the day here, one of the founders of WIB, talked about support your local church. And then, boy, we'd appreciate it. There's so many different groups that are calling for support as we wind down our conversation with you. Why 60 ways in 60 days? Why Feed My People? Why should people go to WIB.com and click on that banner and take a minute or two to give?
I would say, one, because it's easy to do, and two, because food is a basic need. Uh-huh. It doesn't get much more simple than that.
And finally, Danny, I think this is something we talk about every time, but also, again, I hear the whispers, the murmurs, and maybe sometimes people even more vocal about it, feeling like, well, why don't the parents just take care of this? Why don't they just take care of their kids? And you can speak to that because you work with not only the students, but also with their parents, with moms and dads, could be single parents, could be two-parent households that are working so hard and desperately trying to provide, and it kills them inside mm-hmm. that they can't provide and they're trying so hard. Yes, there's outliers, but for the most part, I think you've said again and again, you are talking about heartbreak from parents too, who mm-hmm. who truly, truly want to provide for their children, and they're just coming up short.
Absolutely. I mean, all the parents I work with absolutely love their kids. They want it. Our parents are working, and they are just trying to do their best. You know, my own mom was a single mom. She was a nurse, and she was just trying to do her best, and the money just could not stretch as far as she needed it to. And that is the same with many of our families. They are just trying to figure out how to make the money stretch. And food is really that one thing that, after all the bills are paid, it's the one that can be discretionary, except that it's not when you really think about it. It's really not. And so that's what food pantries are there for.
Well, Danny, we appreciate your time as always. Appreciate your work on the front lines. And again, the Eau Claire Area School District, just one of many, many places all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin that Feed My People reaches out to and helps. And we hope that folks will feel the need, especially during this time of gratitude for Thanksgiving. And pray that our gratitude would overflow into rich generosity. Friends, WWIB.com/60ways if you're able to help our Feed My People campaign to help folks in this area and all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin.
Thanks so much, Danny.
Thank you so much, guys.
Danny Graham of the Eau Claire Area School District joining us again on our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, closing out this edition of Chippewa Valley this week. Again, if you'd like to contribute, please do go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page. Again, now through December 14th, but don't put it off. Go there. It just takes a short time. Scroll down. Give what you can. We would greatly appreciate it. Let's match that $6,000 and maybe even more than match. Let's double it, triple it, the amount that those generous area businesses have given toward Feed My People Food Bank and the great work they're doing in and around the WWIB WOGO listening area. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.